Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hola and welcome to the Underdog Cop Podcast. We know you have a million podcast options and really appreciate you taking the time to check us out. My name is Max and I will be your host as we discuss mentorship and leadership in law enforcement through the eyes of underdogs. We're passionate about policing, personal development, and mentoring the next generation of law enforcement professionals. So if you're thinking about applying, stick around. We got gold for you too. Quick question. What do J.K. Rowling's Oprah, Walt Disney, Albert Einstein, and the Jamaican Olympic bobsled team have in common? You got it. All underdogs. JK, a single mom struggling to earn for her family, living in a small apartment with her daughter. She had no job, no money. Another writer of the Harry Potter series. And according to Walt Disney's editor, Disney lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Also bankrupt, by the way. In time, he opened a little place called Disneyland. You may have heard of it. Oprah grew up with her single mother, who worked as a maid. A TV producer once told her that she was unfit for television news and too emotionally invested in her stories. This is the person we now know as the richest African-American woman of the 20th century. Albert Einstein did not speak until he was 4 and did not read until he was 7. His parents thought he was subnormal, and one of his teachers described him as mentally slow, unsociable, and adrift forever in foolish dreams. He was actually expelled from school, too. He did eventually learn to speak and read, and even do a little math. The Jamaican bobsled team, they didn't bring home a medal, but they won our hearts. But here we are, talking about them. They all continue to inspire us today, in some cases, even after their death. See, the Cambridge Dictionary defines an underdog as a person or group of people with less power, money, and etc., a whole whack of stuff, than the rest of society. And Merriam-Webster flat out defines underdog as a loser or predicted loser in a struggle or contest, and or a victim of injustice or persecution. To be an underdog is to have the cards stacked against you. It is to fail, and fail some more. But think about it. What's the secret of an epic underdog? To never, nunca en la vida, never accept failure to define who you are. Never forget why you dream of a better tomorrow, and never lose focus of what you have to do to accomplish your goals. Remember, it's not how you start the race, it's how you finish that really counts. This podcast is for the underdogs that fight harder, work longer, and dream higher. For the cops that believe in the cause, serve with open arms, and protect ferociously. We will talk cop shop, the things that affect us in law enforcement, organizational health, leadership, police recruitment, mental health, and so much more. So don't miss out. It's going to be awesome. Make sure you listen and subscribe. Please leave a review. This helps others find the podcast. Hey, let's lift our profession and our family in blue. Let's lead into the future. If you want to connect with us, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Underdog Cop. This is a production of the Canadian Association of Latino Peace Officers. Our mission is to develop, support, and inspire. You can learn more about us at calpo.ca. That's calpo.ca. Or on our socials at calpo_org. All right, 10-7 for now. You stay safe. Adios.